Welcome back to the program, and Tim McDonald's are great supporters of our radio station here and have been for a long, long time. And we are thrilled to be able to welcome to the program Joe Feeney from Macca's. And Joe, I think you've got a very special guest for us.
Yeah, thanks so much. It's great to be with you guys. And we have a super exciting guest with us today. Really, really proud to be able to say that Ava Mendes is our 2020 McHappy Day Ambassador for this year for the Ronald McDonald House Charity. So it's absolutely amazing to have Ava on board and, you know, help raise the amazing awareness that we need for this charity. So we're absolutely thrilled at Macca's and, you know, really grateful to Ava for being part of it this year.
And Ava, I say good morning and welcome to you and welcome to Australia.
Hi, good morning. I wish I could be there in person. I love Australia so much.
We would love you to be here as well, but given the circumstances, we completely understand. But you've got a great passion and love for McHappy Day.
I do. I have a very personal connection with the charity. My cousin years ago had a baby, and when he was about one, he was diagnosed with neuroblastoma. She had to relocate to New York, and at that time I was becoming a new mother myself, and I said, what can we do? We'll put you up anywhere you want. You know, what can we do? We'll have grocery delivery. Like, what do you need from us? What do you need from us? And she said, I'm doing really well here at the Ronald McDonald House. I have my support system here. They've made it a home away from home. They have so many programs. They have meals, entertainment, you know, movie nights. And I was really blown away because, of course, I've heard about Ronald McDonald House before, but I never had that personal experience with it, and I never knew how much they do to keep families together during the most trying times. Well, so I am just beyond excited to be here.
Ava, obviously your families are, you know, the most important thing. You've got a couple of girls yourself. I want to know what's more difficult, being a mum or riding around on a jet ski with Will Smith on the Hudson River filming Hitch?
You know what? Considering I have a slight fear of water, and that was the murkiest, darkest, most. I mean, and I had to fall right in and do my own stunt. I think I'm going to go with the Hitch situation there.
Now,
but since I don't have to do that every day, you know, being a parent, it's so beautiful. Oh boy, no one told me what a tough gig this was going to be.
Well, I'm a grandfather now, so I get all the great stuff with my.
Congratulations.
You know, six times with girls and one little boy as well. So I love all that. But we get to hand the kids back at some stage during the day as well.
Of course.
You haven't made a movie for a while. When are we going to see you back on the big screen?
You know, I really have taken time to just raise my little girls, and I'm getting ready to go back to work emotionally. I'm preparing myself. But really, you know, after becoming a mom, there's so much that I won't do now. The list is so long of things I won't do. So, like, you know, I don't want to do anything too violent. I don't want to do anything that, you know, is risque. I don't want to do things that, you know, that they'd be embarrassed about. So who knows? But I'll get back to it. Hopefully in a Ryan Gosling film. Maybe he can he can hire me for something.
I'm sure.
But I want to make sure I was going to say my fellow Aussies. I think I consider myself an honorary Aussie. But I want to make sure Aussies know where they can donate for McHappy Day. 2020 has been challenging for everyone, and things are going to be a little different this McHappy Day. So right now they can go pick up their silly socks at their local Macca's. They can get their helping hands. You like that, Macca's? And then on November 14th, every Big Mac you get, $2 goes straight to the charity. And, of course, you can donate online as well. And this is a charity that is so, so, so dear to me. And you have my word. I would never tell anybody to donate somewhere where I can't completely vouch for. And this is how you can help, by donating, especially this year.
It is the biggest annual fundraiser for the charity, Ava, and since McDonald's first put
it
on
is.
The event, we've raised over $51 million, if
over
you don't
51
mind.
$51 million, yes, yes.
So it is a fantastic cause.
I was hoping we could double that in this year alone.
Well, we will, on the back of you joining us here on SEN 1116. I'm sure people will go out and donate their $2, absolutely. What are your memories of Melbourne? You were here back in 2007. You spent 7 months in Melbourne, is that right?
I did, but I came back. I've been to Australia a few times, and I love Melbourne so much. I That was the first city I fell in love with when I got to Australia, and I have two very good friends that still live there. I love you, Alexis. I love you, Lily. And I made just, I love Australians. I cannot, like, I don't know. There's something about you guys. You're so cool, the whole no worries of it all. I remember thinking, wow, is it that easy? Could it really be that easy? I'm Cuban, so I kind of live the opposite of that. I was raised with the, like, worry, all the time worry, everything's a worry. So I really adopted that. And then I got a chance to really, you know, I went to Uluru, went to Port Douglas for a while. I even went to Perth for a while. And then, of course, I went to Sydney. And then I realized that, you know, the hype about Sydney is, it's kind of real. It was really, really beautiful. Is there still that little rivalry?
Ah, yes. It's never been stronger because we've been in a pretty severe lockdown over with the whole COVID situation and Sydney haven't been so much, so we're a little bit jealous. But we're coming out of that, which is great news. What about when you were in Uluru? You ate some local cuisine, is that right?
Oh, yeah, you heard about that one. Yeah, I actually did. I ate kangaroo tail, which I'm sure PETA's going to really love me talking about that. But I ate some cat. But I met these amazing Aboriginal women who were just so wonderful, and they offered me a witchetty grub, and they offered me kangaroo tail. And how can you say no? I'm literally in their house, you know, in the outback. I said, oh, yes, of course. My mother raised me that way. It was a beautiful memory and really one of the most amazing experiences in my life, being out there with those women.
I'm thinking the next time I go through the McDonald's drive-thru, I'll see kangaroo tail on the menu either after this interview. Hey, we are a sports entertainment radio station here. So I was looking through all the movies that you've done, and the only film that I could come across that had a sporting connection, and that was only in title alone, that was Training Day, which wasn't really a sports movie either, was it?
Not at all. Clearly you did not see that film. No. No, but I did go to a Rabanitos game when I was there.
A which?
Ooh, total silence. Is that a bad thing to say?
Rabanitos. Oh, Rabanitos. Okay.
Oh,
South.
Oh, Rabanos.
Rabanitos.
Not Rabanitos. Is that my Cuban spin on it?
we're a sports radio station that's never heard of the Rabanitos, but we have heard of the Rabanitos. Did you catch any? We have AFL football here in Melbourne. I'm not sure whether you came across that at all while you were here.
No, I did not. I know. Look, I wish I could, like, throw around some really good sports jargon, but I'm just kind of I don't really, you know, I don't know my football from my soccer, from my baseball.
That's absolutely fine. But you are, you're
what do you guys, do you guys, let me ask you guys, do you guys report on all sports? Is this like a... Or is it mostly just like soccer or you're not, I don't know. Or no, what is it called? Rugby.
Yeah, Aussie rules football is what we sort of died out on, and it's our staple diet. But we love the NFL over in the States. We love the NBA. We follow all the sports. But also, my colleague Tim is a very cultural man, and he's big in the fashion world. And I know you've got a clothing company still. He'd be one that you could talk to him about fashion and clothing all day long.
I can't tell if that's sarcasm or...
It's sarcasm, Ava. It's sarcasm.
Okay, good. I was like...
He's taking the pee. No, he's taking the pee out of me. That's what he is.
Yeah. Taking a pee. Thank you. I appreciate that. Now, thank you. I appreciate not the full thing. I'm very conservative now that I'm a mother. I wish I had something more interesting about sports to say, but I am very happy that you've given me this opportunity to talk about McHappy Day and what Aussies can do this November 14th.
Yes, and we'll continue to push the message because it does play such an important role, and oftentimes it's not until you have your own children or someone's children who are close to you that you can really appreciate what they do, which is the story that you were able to tell us off the top, and that's fantastic. So it all does get off on Saturday, November the 14th, $2 from every Big Mac donated to charity, over $51 million worth raised so far, and let's hope that we can raise plenty more. Ava, it's been great to talk to you. It's a great thrill, and thanks so much for giving us some time this morning.
Thank you so much, and go Rabanitos.
This is Ava Mendes, who is McHappy Day Ambassador.